we have found in both the private and public sectors a number of highly trained persons in terms of their technical skills and their understanding of the issues and the policies and the programs of their companies, of the government, of the state administration, but yet seem not to have the leadership skills to take the requisite initiative to have things done. And this is something which is very important, because we can write all the reports, we can do all the talking, we can have all the meetings, but people have to do work to implement all what is agreed upon. And that is the nub of why we are involved in the training for leadership. Our culture has evolved as an oral culture, but in which the modern requisites of civilization demand that you're able to write with clarity. Position papers, the options for your ministers or for your board of directors. And in this, the culture as it has evolved, and this is not something whether you say you like it or you don't like it, I'm talking about something which is observable, is that people follow leaders, whether in the public service or anywhere else, where they demonstrate a particular personality to articulate issues, to write them, and to put them forward with clarity and with great sense. You can't just be a loudmouth. People will disregard you. But it helps that you can communicate to people. It is a vital feature of leadership.